Salt Lake County mayoral candidate Ben McAdams lays out his plans to fix the county's inefficiencies. An interim committee at the legislature looks at banning smoking in cars with children, and I-15 gets a little faster. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Thursday, September 20th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
Salt Lake County mayoral candidate Ben McAdams has outlined his fiscal proposal for county government. He, as a Democrat, announced the plan Wednesday while standing in a cul-de-sac in Sugar House, where one side of the circle is serviced by Salt Lake City Waste Management, the other relies on Salt Lake County. McAdams says the geographic area highlights inefficiencies that he said could be eliminated to contain costs.
We need to start thinking in a new paradigm as a major metropolitan area and not allow jurisdictional lines and divisions of the past operate how we govern today. Because when we do that, when we think in the mentality of 50 years ago, it costs money.
McAdams says Salt Lake County used to be a sea of open space with islands of population, but now it's the reverse. He says that's why many municipal services like trash pickup, snow removal, and animal shelter services can be consolidated. McAdams adds if he's elected, he'll conduct a countywide performance review that he hopes will translate to about $22 million in savings.
Mark Crockett is the Republican candidate for county mayor. His campaign says it's complying with Salt Lake County's campaign finance law. He responded to a complaint filed by Democrats who said three donors had exceeded the $6,000 contribution limit. Crockett argued donors are allowed to give $2,000 during each of three campaign cycles and that its donors have not exceeded those limits. The Utah Health and Human Services Interim Committee gave a favorable recommendation Wednesday to draft legislation that would make smoking inside a vehicle illegal when children under 15 are present. If passed in the upcoming legislative session, a violation of the law would be punishable by a fine of up to $45. Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt is the sponsor of the legislation. She received bipartisan support from Republican Representative and Committee Co-Chair Paul Ray. Ray recounted his own experience with secondhand smoke as a child and the devastating effects it has.
It's easy to sit here and say, well, you know, I'm extremely conservative and I'm opposed to this because it takes away rights. You know, I can tell you as a child strapped down many times to life support machines and IVs, that takes away my freedoms.
Arendt has sponsored similar legislation in previous years that has yet to be passed in both the Utah House and the Senate. Two sections of I-15 in southern Utah will keep their 80-mile-per-hour speed limits. The two stretches of freeway near Fillmore have been test zones for the past 3 years. The Utah Department of Transportation says accidents there have actually decreased over that period. The man convicted of murdering Sharon Sant in 1985 will not be allowed to get DNA testing on evidence that he says could prove his innocence. George Hamilton's petition was denied by a 4th District judge. Sharon Sant's dismembered body was found near Cofort 2 weeks after she disappeared. And finally, three California condors will be released next week at the Vermilion Cliffs National Monument in northern Arizona. They were born in captivity at the Peregrine Fund's facility in Boise. There are about 80 condors in a flock that roams the Utah-Arizona state line. They've been brought back from the edge of extinction, but there are still only about 400 left in the world. And that is your KUER News Pod for Thursday, September 20th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, be sure to check us out online at KUER.org. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.